So I'm Sophia Paris, and I'm here with Mina Benavente. You've probably heard of her because of all of the tin art that she's been doing. Mina, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for the invitation.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
So my first question is, what made you want to start painting on tin?
I've been in quite a few interviews now. Mm-hmm. And that's always mostly the first question.
Right.
And it always winds down to the tins in the backyard. So it was the horrific night, and then...
Talking about you two?
Right, the horrific night of you two. Mm-hmm. And then waking up in the morning and just kind of making sense of everything that had happened. So I walked outside, and it was very, very unreal. Everything was down. Everything that was up was down. Everything that should have been there was gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm from San Antonio, so
okay.
It was...
So you got hit.
It was bad. It mm-hmm. was bad. And one day, I was just sitting down in my backyard, and there were these two pieces of tin just kind of like... Do you remember after the typhoon, the winds were still quite strong? Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, the constant wind that was blowing, and then we had the two tins there, and they were just, like, gnawing at each other. And then I was sitting there, and it's all you heard in our village. But this one was, like, massively amplified.
Just, like, scraping. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I called my husband, and I was like, you know, like, you have to bring those two pieces of tin down because it's disgusting. Like, this is bad. This is horrific. Mm-hmm. I'm getting nauseous. Like, it's bad.
It sounds like the perfect thing to trigger, like, an anxiety reaction after going through the trauma of the typhoon.
And I have anxiety in general. Mm-hmm. Anxiety has been a battle for quite some time in my life. And I'm actually in therapy and mm-hmm. been getting a lot of, like, help, right? Mm-hmm. The help that I need. And so after the typhoon, it was, like, back to square one. Like, I didn't know how to deal with anything.
Because everyone has anxiety, right? Like, after a typhoon, it's like it's going to trigger whatever weakness you have. Mm-hmm. Now you're in, like, the worst possible situation.
Yeah. And after Sotolor, which happened, 3 years ago, it was we didn't have water. We didn't have power. So I knew for a fact that we were not going to have water. I knew for a fact that we were not going to have power. And I have three kids, and I have a family, and... We have, like, all this destruction, and it was really like, what the hell am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. And referring back to the tins, my husband brought them down, and I just looked at them, and I stared at them, and I was like, perspective. Like, that was the trigger, like, perspective. Like, how do I change this perspective? Mm-hmm. And...
Did you see them with, like, dread at first? You know, how did it feel to see them at first?
All these tins that we see, they flew off of someone's house.
Right.
Or they flew off of some pet's house. Or they were purchased or brought to wherever they were to keep someone or something safe. That's how I perceived it. And then I was like, every single piece of tin that we see is someone or something unsafe now. And it sucked. It really sucked, yeah, big time. And then I was thinking about painting on the tin for a while. And then I was like, okay, shit, like, I'm going to get my tetanus shot and I'm going to do this. Because we had the clinic in front of our house.
You really made sure to get a tetanus shot.
Of course, because I was like,
no,
I'm going to
so
do
smart.
It.
Yeah. But I never considered that you would need that shot first.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way I perceived it was we have, like, so many pieces of tin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want it. I want every single piece. And, like, I'm going to change people's perspective. And, like, I'm going to do this. You know, it was this weird, I don't even know how to explain it.
Is that normal for you to just be like, I'm going to take the reins and change everyone's perspective?
No.
You're not generally like a let me jump into the spotlight type person,
I didn't
right?
even want to be in the spotlight. I never, ever imagined that the tint art would become as big as it is today.
It resonated so deeply with this community.
And I'm so thankful, but I feel like I don't deserve it. I mean, people say different things, but I just feel like the spotlight shouldn't be on me. Mm-hmm. And at a lot of times, I feel like it is. But at the end of the day, to myself, it's like, dude, I just painted on tin for us. Like, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it was the tin itself, the work, the gesture, and that perspective change that drew everyone's attention. But it's a natural response that then everyone's going to be like, who is this girl?
Yeah.
You know? Because no one thought of that. I've never seen that. You know?
Yeah.
And when, especially the tin that was up on power poles on the side of Beach Road, stuff, like seeing that was just like heartening, you know? Every moment matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that all the time and it was just like, thank you. Yeah. A reminder.
I want to just focus on that tin real quick. So, yeah, it was the white tin on Beach Road right before you go to Quartermaster heading north. And it was just, it was me personally battling my demons after the typhoon. And like, oh my gosh, like, you know, we have so many things to do, right? And we have so many things that we can't do. And like, I didn't know how to process my emotions. And then I was like, well, you know what? Let me go walk around the village. So I walked around. And I went back to my house and I was like, I have a house. Like, I'm walking into my door. I'm walking into my living room. Things may not be the same, but I have a house. Mm-hmm. Other people didn't even have tents at that time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like I have to shut up and let everyone know that every moment matters. So that's how I painted that one. Yeah, it was just wanting to share with as many people as I could to let everyone know that every moment matters. The crappiest days make the happier days even better. And we went through a lot of crap, but once our houses are fixed and once everything's done, we got to remember that every single moment matters. Yeah.
I think that's a huge concept because especially when like Mother Nature hits you with something that shows you how small you are. Like, how many plans were put on hold by you two? How many people who identified with what they do had what they do crumble? You know, it's so easy to feel insignificant after a natural disaster, especially as a territory of the United States.
Right.
Like, I would try and talk to people in the States about what happened. It's like, you're not going to get that much attention. Because people don't understand what a natural disaster is unless they've had it happen to them for the most part. It's easy to feel insignificant when all of your stuff is just blown away.
Exactly.
So it's like when every moment matters to a certain extent, it means you matter. What you're experiencing matters. And I think that's really heartening in like a time like post YouTube on this island.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was great that you did that.
Thank you.
I would love to hear more about like some of your favorite tins.
Favorite tins. I'm not too sure. I have a lot of favorite tins.
Okay, anyone, you know?
I'm just going to say my first.
Okay.
The very first piece of tin that I painted on. It's at home. And it's still at home. And that was just when I felt like I just sincerely poured my soul out onto the piece of tin. And it's a sunset with a bunch of those, like, U2 coconut trees. You know how, like, half of them gone?
Yeah.
And then I posted it online, and then it was just, like, boom. It exploded. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay, like, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'll do. I'll do this for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
people were really at a loss for how to process what had happened. You know, and there's something about painting on tin, especially painting the island on a piece of tin that flew off of someone's thing. You know, I don't know. It was exactly what was happening at that time.
I've had grown men and grown women cry, mm-hmm. thanking me.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of socially awkward, so, you know, when, like, people are crying, I'm just like, oh,
what do I do?
You're welcome.
Like, yeah, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, it's not what do you do in that moment. It's like, you did it already, right? Like, there's, like, this moment of catharsis, a moment of feeling seen. Yeah. You know, that's huge.
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to be, like, super discreet about it. Being in the center of attention makes me very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so when people appreciated my artwork from afar, that was like such a huge uplift. But like once people were like coming into my personal space and was like, you know, we want to know what's happening. In the beginning, I was just like, oh, like, no, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But now I'm really trying hard to understand like, okay, like people want to know.
Mm-hmm. There's so many sides of it, right? Like, you were the right person at that time, and you had the right skill set. But then to step into the public light and know how to handle yourself in that regard, that's like a whole other skill, right?
Yeah. But I'm on a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. But I told you this already. Everyone wanted you to be on the show. Everyone's like, oh, good, yeah, get Mina, you know?
Thank you. I'm really honored.
Well, it's an honor to have you.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to finish without talking about your newest project. Can we talk about Project Unwind?
Okay, yeah. So Project Unwind, like I had mentioned earlier, I have a battle with anxiety in general. And I remember talking to a few friends who were in the health field here. And they had mentioned that they had quite a few patients who came in with like massive heart palpitations and they thought they were having heart attacks. Mm-hmm. So painting is my personal therapy. I paint in times when I know I have to stop thinking. Mm-hmm. And so the paintbrush and the paint and the piece of wood during the typhoon, the piece of tin, they were my remedy to step out of my world of anxiety mm-hmm. and be in a very safe place. And I felt that I wanted to offer the opportunity to people. And I wanted to call it Project Unwind to make sure that people had an access to unwind mm-hmm. and to be safe and to be happy. So I try to make it a thing to make sure that there's an ice chest full of alcohol mm-hmm. and non-alcohol beverages, whatever you want. But then also to have food that makes you happy mm-hmm. and to have that paint session to make you happy.
Mm. Where do people go to do it?
So every week is a different venue. So far we've done a few at Big Joe's in Chalanpiel. Mm. And then we've done a few at Garapan Restaurant. Mm-hmm. We've done one at Jay's Bowling in Beach Road. Mm. We have another one coming up at the Airstream.
How does the bowling alley look right now?
It's blocked off. It's non-existent right now. Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah, but their food's still great.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere's still the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the paint sessions there are, like, awesome.
Wait, where can people find out where they're going to be held, you know, in whatever week?
Right, so I have an Instagram account. It's at projectunwind_. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, which is just my personal page.
Wait, it's at projectunwind_.
Yes.
And then that's it. Okay, it ends with an underscore?
Yeah, because Project Unwind was taken.
Oh.
So I added an underscore.
Okay, whatever works.
And it looks a bit cooler, so it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right, well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Mina? Mm.
The only thing I want to add is that, and I feel like it's important in disaster, out of disaster, in comfort, in discomfort, to always remember your personal definition of hope. What other people may hope for doesn't have to define you. Mm-hmm. But what I hope for is that everyone continues to hope, to have hope. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of the message behind the tins, as well as to continue to hope. But even when we're out of disaster and we're in our comfort, I just would love everyone to continue to have hope. Yeah.
Every moment matters.
Every moment matters.
Thanks so much for being on
the
show, Lena.
Thank you so much.